From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. JPMorgan Chase Chairman and CEO Jamie Dimon easily survived a vote to strip him of one of his titles, despite discontent over the company's $2 billion trading loss. But Steve Newborn of member station WUSF in Tampa says most of the votes were cast before shareholders were told about the bad trades.
A handful of protesters greeted more than 300 shareholders outside JPMorgan Chase's regional office in Tampa. Shareholder Lisa Lindsley of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees filed in another motion to appoint an independent accounting firm to look at the company's finances.
Wall Street's already driven our economy into a ditch once. These derivatives bets are just the same kind of thing that AIG did, and they're still allowed to go on. And I don't think that the financial sector has learned anything from the crisis.
Most of the ballots were cast by shareholders before Dimon revealed the trading loss. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
The leaders of France and Germany have agreed to spend the next several weeks discussing ways to boost the European economy. NPR's Eric Westervelt says the two leaders reached the consensus in Berlin just hours after new French President François Hollande took the oath of office.
Hollande's arrival in Berlin was delayed after the presidential plane was struck by lightning and had to return to Paris as a precaution. When he finally arrived, Hollande said all possible measures to support economic growth should be put on the table for discussion. Anything that can contribute to growth, improving investment for the future, he said, everything has to be examined. Merkel said she is willing to talk about growth ideas in detail, but also reiterated the need for debt-troubled countries to maintain budget discipline. The two leaders also said they hope Greece stays in the eurozone and that Greek voters show that when voting in yet another round of national elections next month. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Court documents show that George Zimmerman suffered injuries the night he fatally shot a Florida teenager in February. As NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, Zimmerman's medical records have been released to the court that's handling his second-degree murder case.
The shooting death of unarmed high schooler Trayvon Martin caused a nationwide controversy and widespread protest against Florida's Stand Your Ground law. And George Zimmerman, who's been charged with second-degree murder, has claimed he acted in self-defense. The Florida prosecutor handling the case has turned over numerous documents to the court, and ABC News reports they include Zimmerman's medical records from a visit with his family physician the day after the shooting. Those records reportedly show Zimmerman had a pair of black eyes, a nose fracture, and two cuts to the back of his head. Prosecutors say Zimmerman provoked a confrontation. He's been in hiding since being freed on bail last month. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Anti-austerity protesters are gathering across Spain to mark the anniversary of the movement that inspired Occupy Wall Street. As Lauren Freyer reports, the epicenter is a former Occupy encampment in Madrid Square.
Spain's indignados are back and have even more to complain about. Cuts to health and education spending, higher taxes, and labor reforms that make it easier for companies to fire workers. More than half of youth are unemployed, like protester Clara Bozal.
I think about my future, and I found myself without any possibility to pay my house, and working now is so difficult.
Demonstrators have been here in Madrid's Puerta del Sol Square since Saturday. Police kick them out before dawn, and about two dozen people have been arrested in recent days. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
An opposition party demonstration in South Africa turned violent Tuesday. From Cape Town, Anders Kelto says party supporters were attacked outside of a labor union office in Johannesburg.
The Democratic Alliance was marching to support a youth wage subsidy, which they say would create hundreds of thousands of jobs for young people. But COSATU, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, says the bill would take jobs away from older workers and hurt the economy. Youth unemployment is a huge problem in South Africa, with more than half of those between the ages of 16 and 25 out of work. Police separated the two groups using tear gas and rubber bullets after several DA supporters were bloodied by the attacks. The DA's leader, Helen Zilla, was also escorted to safety. For NPR News, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town.
And I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.